You know, one of the issues I was going to ask you about before when we were talking about FCR versus ibrutinib was the concept of indefinite therapy that seems to bother people a lot. Although sometimes I hear people say, well, hey, it's just another pill, you know, at least once you kind of get started. And I always think to myself, well, maybe that's not the way it's always going to be. You know, maybe by combining different strategies, you'll be able to have short-term therapy. Is that your thinking?
Yeah, and I think that's where some of these new trials are, you know, built in discontinuation if people are MRD negative and then watching them to see what happens. And I think that's a very appealing strategy because, you know, I think the financial toxicity of being on these drugs, you know, initially when they came out, it was very easy to get people drug. It is not as easy as it was. And particularly for people who have some means but not a lot, it is increasingly difficult.
You mentioned that you put this man in the hospital to get the initial treatment with venetoclax. How long was he in there? What do you typically do when you admit people to the hospital and when do you discharge him?
There's very nice criteria in the prescribing information, and I always pull it up because I want to make sure that I am remembering it carefully. And I think if there's any question, if you have an older patient, any renal insufficiency, or someone that you're worried may not be able to come back for the 6 or 8 hour or the next day, I would bring that patient in the hospital for 2 days and just observe the post-initiation, you know, make sure there's no tumor lysis, watch them carefully, bring them back in for the next step up. So I would definitely err on the side of caution of bringing people in, particularly older patients.
How long do they usually stay in?
A couple of days, 2 days.
Right.
Yeah.
What about testing for 17p over time? Do these tumors change?
Yes, they do. So the mutational status doesn't change, but you can definitely acquire a 17p. So I think anytime you're going to reinitiate new therapy or someone has a change in clinical behavior, and sometimes when you think they have a Richter's transformation, they don't actually. They have acquired 17p and they have more aggressive appearing disease, which can look, if you biopsy a node, it can look more aggressive. And the FDG avidity, if you're doing a PET scan to look for an area to biopsy, it can be more FDG avid.
Anything else you want to say about CLL? Anything that we haven't talked about that you want to comment on?
You know, I think that the other question that comes up is when do you think about sending someone for allogeneic transplant when you have younger patients? And I think this remains an issue, but I think if you're looking at a patient and they're on venetoclax and they're young or they have 17P and you're worried that there's not going to be a next agent available for them to get them back in remission, I think it's that point that you want to refer them for a discussion of transplant because you really want to go in with as little disease as possible. And if you have exhausted everything, you may get into trouble.